This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Wendy Wright, president at Concerned Women for America here in Washington. We want to get her thoughts on three issues of great concern to the social conservative community. Number one, a new poll showing more Americans for the first time consider themselves pro-life than pro-choice in recent years. We also want to get her thoughts on the president's choice to head the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and to get her reaction to the latest New England state to go forward towards gay marriage. And Wendy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
Let's start with this new poll from Gallup. For years, it had been relatively close, but more Americans consider themselves pro-choice than pro-life. Now, by a 9-point margin, an actual majority of Americans, 51%, say they're pro-life. What do you see at work there?
Well, the trend had been going in that direction for a while, but this increase is significant. It's quite a large increase for such a short amount of time. And it appears that it has partly to do with President Obama, which is rather striking. Obama is the most pro-abortion president in the history of the United States, and his actions to fund abortions overseas, to deny the freedom of conscience from medical providers, that they must, he's rescinding regulations to, in essence, force medical providers to participate in abortions. His support of the Freedom of Choice Act, which would eliminate every common sense regulation on abortion, it appears that his extreme positions has pulled back the curtain on that term of pro-choice, and now people are more aware of what pro-choice or pro-abortion actually means, that it means no choice for babies who have no right to live, no choice for women who are not to receive any information so that they can make valid choices, no choice for medical providers that they must be forced to participate in abortions, and no choice for taxpayers that they must be forced to pay for abortions.
And breaking down the poll even further, Wendy, it looks as though about 60% of Americans either oppose abortion in all circumstances or in most circumstances. How significant is that? It didn't break it down into what exactly most cases meant, but how far do you see this trend going?
Well, that's very important when we consider that Obama supported the Freedom of Choice Act, which would eliminate every single regulation and law that's been passed on abortion for the past 35 years. And perhaps it's because of the debate over the Freedom of Choice Act that people have become aware of the very common sense regulations that are put in place, like that the women should be informed of what abortion actually does to an unborn child and the harms that it can cause to the woman, to the fact that parental consent laws exist in most states. I think as people have become aware of the progress we've made in regulating and restricting abortion, that they've realized that they're in favor of that.
Well, let's move on to another issue now, Wendy, and that's the president's choice of Dr. Thomas Frieden, who's currently the health commissioner in New York City, to be the head of the Centers for Disease Control. We saw a lot of them in the swine flu outbreak. Some say he's the right guy for the job. He's got experience in an urban setting. He's encouraged people to get tested for AIDS and so forth. Others say he's actually encouraging people to live a more promiscuous and dangerous lifestyle. He's a big proponent of distributing condoms very freely. What do we know about this guy and what he would bring to the CDC?
Well, in his tenure as heading up the New York City's health center, he's known for providing funding for 35 million condoms every year and for instituting a smoking ban in the city. So he seems to be more concerned with restricting individuals' freedoms to decide for themselves what they're going to do. And when he was asked about the threat of bioterrorism, now, of course, New York City was ground zero on 9/11, and you would think that this would be of great concern to the person who's heading up the health department in that city. And yet what he said is that bioterrorists aren't going to kill more people than tobacco is. So he seems to have this mindset that Americans are a greater threat to their own health than terrorists are. And that could end up being quite dangerous for the nation's health. People can make decisions for themselves as to their medical care, for their personal choices. We shouldn't have the government deciding that. When it's not hurting somebody else, like say in the case of abortion, but with terrorism, we really need for the government to be involved. We as individuals can't protect ourselves from a bioterrorist threat. We have to have the government being the one to oversee, to be making sure there are preventions in place, to making sure that there are treatments available, to trying to restrict people who might be a threat to our country. So this could be quite a dangerous turn for our country.
Oh, Wendy, just a couple minutes left here, and now let's move to New England. We've obviously seen a major push throughout that region of the country to institute gay marriage. It succeeded in Massachusetts, first of all, of course, then Connecticut, then Vermont, then Maine, and now it appears New Hampshire is on the verge of doing that. The governor there, John Lynch, had said when he allowed civil unions not that long ago that he opposed gay marriage. Now, with a little bit of a language twist in the legislation that will not allow churches to be punished for refusing to perform gay marriages, he's ready to sign on to it. What does that say about New Hampshire? What does that say about this trend we're seeing?
Well, many of us have been raising the warning that same-sex marriage would threaten religious freedom, but not only religious freedom. It threatens private businesses. It threatens the education of our children. It seems that Governor Lynch and two of the other states, Connecticut and Vermont, that are providing religious exemptions for same-sex marriage don't quite get it. They heard part of the message, but they didn't really understand that same-sex marriage is a threat to our freedoms as parents and as private businesses, as private charities. We have the case in Massachusetts of an adoption agency that was forced out of business because they declined to place children with same-sex couples. There are numerous threats to individuals when same-sex marriage is allowed. And that, I think, is the true intent of the homosexual movement. It's not just to gain acceptance, but rather admiration and celebration, and to silence anyone who disagrees with them. So they've sadly gained a real foothold in the Northeast, and I think many parents are going to be quite concerned now what's going to be taught their children in their schools, as was seen in California during those few months when same-sex unions were allowed, that children in a kindergarten were taken to a same-sex wedding ceremony as a field trip. So New England parents should be very concerned and be speaking with their schools to ensure that they will have the right to have their morals and religious beliefs honored and respected, not just inside church walls, but in the raising of their children and in the running of their businesses.
Wendy, unfortunately, we need to call time there. Thank you very much for being with us and offering your insights on all these subjects.
Thank you.
Wendy Wright, President at Concerned Women for America. This is Dateline Washington.